Today is Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2024. We are thankful for your presence this morning. Our prayer team today is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to each of you. We give God praise for another day. Our minute with the Master today is drawn from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. The Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." The minute with the Master today is titled Generous Grace. It is probably safe to say that no one in the Bible talks about grace more than the Apostle Paul. In every one of his letters, Paul addresses the grace of God. In many of the letters, he prays for grace in the greetings and the salutations to his readers. Paul understood the importance for believers to properly understand and appreciate the gift of God's grace. When we think about grace, we often define it as the undeserved or unmerited favor of God. While that is true, we should also value the many layers of God's grace. For example, we are blessed to have God's saving grace. That is the grace that was provided to us through the sacrifice of Jesus' death on the cross. The Bible says, "For it is by grace that we are saved." We also benefit from God's forgiving grace. That is the grace that God provides to all who willingly confess their sins, shortcomings, and mistakes. We should thank God that He is a just and forgiving God. Additionally, we're blessed to be recipients of God's new grace. This is the grace that God extends each of us every day that He allows us to live. Thank God for the new grace that He gives us to face each and every day. Last but not least, we should also be thankful for God's future grace. This is the grace that God extends to us as we move forward in our relationship with Him. Future grace helps us to be confident and count on the fact that God will always be with us and that He will never leave us alone. Friends, God is generous with His grace to us. He has generously and freely given us His undeserved and unmerited favor. That generosity shows up in many areas of our lives through the various layers of grace. Let's thank God for His grace and live our lives in a way where we do not take grace for granted, but we show God that we appreciate and respect the grace that has been so generously given to all of us. God bless you today.
Amen, and good morning to each of you. Our prayer petitions for today follow. Clarence H., who was Wanda's brother, he became sick while on a cruise and is now hospitalized in ICU with a breathing tube in Seattle, Washington. We pray for the Lord to raise him off his sickbed and make him well. We also pray strength for his wife, Michelle R.T. of New Jersey. We pray for all to go well and for her to have a full recovery. Michelle M., we are praying for safe traveling mercies as she prepares to travel back home to Miami via train today. Stephen B. and his police unit, we continue to pray for their safety as they serve their community. We ask for God's favor and success as they carry out their duties with integrity and passion. Simone, we lift her and her family to experience a move of God in their lives. We pray for them to be covered by the Lord's generous hand. Those with constant physical discomfort, for all those with aches, pains, headaches, depression, or a general state of not feeling well, we call upon God to provide relief and deliverance as He does His perfect work in their lives. Those having to make a life-changing decision, we pray for relief from burdens that weigh heavy on hearts and clarity on their next steps. all those on the call this morning. We pray God instructs you as needed, guides you as required, and fills your day with his presence. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and passion and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhood to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Oh God, our God, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. God, we thank you today for your love toward us. Thank you for your grace, your mercy. And God, we thank you for allowing us to see yet another day. Thank you for new grace. Thank you for new mercy. Thank you, oh God, for blessing us. God, we thank you today. God, your word says, in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so, God, today we have grateful hearts. God, we do not take for granted, God, anything that you have given us, anything that you have allowed to come our way. Because, God, we know that every good and perfect gift, it comes from you. And for that, God, we say thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing us, oh God, to be in our right minds today. And God, even when we got up and looked around, everything was fine. Everything was in place. And so, God, for that, we say thank you for watching over us through the night. And God, we give you the praise today. We give you the honor today. We give you the glory today. We bless your holy name. God, we thank you for the potential and the possibility that this day holds. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will help us to live this day on purpose and with purpose and pursue our purpose, God, and to do that, God, which you have called us to do. And so, God, we thank you and we give you the praise. We thank you and we give you the honor. God, we thank you and we give you all of the glory. God, we thank you for how good you've been to us. God, we thank you, God, even when things are not as well as we would like for them to be. God, we realize that things could be worse. And so, God, we're grateful. God, we're thankful, God, for our families. We're thankful, God, for our children. God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to lead them and guide them and protect them and keep them. And God, we pray even now as they come to the close of another year, as our college students are winding up their semesters, and God, as our high school and middle school and elementary school children and grandchildren are closing out this year, God, we pray that you would help them to finish strong. We pray, oh God, that you would bring back to their remembrance all that they have learned this year, God, so that they can excel and do well on tests and exams. And God, we pray for our school-based employees. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would keep them safe. God, we pray for teachers and administrators, support staff. God, we pray that in these last few days, God, that you would put your hand of protection around them and over them. And God, that you let no evil come upon them. God, we thank you for our churches. We thank you for our pastors. And God, we pray, oh God, that you will help us, oh God, to stay on the wall. God, the work is too great. We cannot come down. And so, God, we pray that you will strengthen the hearts and hands of all pastors, all ministers, God, all clergy that you have called, God, that they will continue, oh God, to share your word with your people. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to pour into their lives. God, that you will continue, oh God, to speak, God, so that when they stand it, they will be clear. God, we thank you for your men and women of God. God, we thank you, oh God, for those that you have called, oh God, to share your word. And God, we thank you even, God, for those who work in ministry, God, those who serve in ministry. I pray, oh God, that you would strengthen their hearts. God, it gets tough and difficult sometimes, God, but your word tells us to not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. And so, God, I pray that you will strengthen all of the people that have a heart for ministry today. I pray, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to give them a zeal and a passion to serve your people. God, we thank you for, God, just hearing our prayers. God, your word says that when we pray, you you hear us. And God, if you hear us, you'll give us the desires of those things we ask according to your will. And so, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give direction and instruction, God, for those who seek guidance. God, we pray, oh God, for those who are dealing with life-changing decisions, God, those who are trying to figure out their next step and next move. God, remind us that your word says that we ought to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, lean on into our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And so, God, we pray, God, for those who are making employment decisions. We pray in the name of Jesus for those who are making family decisions. God, those who even have health decisions to make. God, we pray that you would give discernment. We pray, oh God, that you would speak and that you would be clear, God, that there will be no misunderstanding, God, that you will make the way plain, God, that you will go before us and make the crooked places straight, God. Your word says that you'll go before us and pull down the brass from the walls and the iron from the gate. And I pray, oh God, that for those who have decisions in this season, that God, you will, God, show them the way. God, show them your hand. Let them know, God, that they are being led the right way. And so, God, we thank you and we give you glory. God, we thank you for future decisions. God, we thank you, oh God, for clarity and thought. God, and we thank you, oh God, for wise decisions. God, we pray now for Simone. God, we lift her up to you. God, we pray that you would move in her life. God, move in the life of her family. We pray, oh God, that you would cover them with your hand, God, that you will continue to provide for them and, God, meet every need that they have. God, we pray for Stephen and those, God, who work alongside with him, all police men and women, safety officers, God, all firefighters, God, frontline, God, workers, we pray and we cover them and ask in the name of Jesus that you would help them to serve with integrity and that, God, you will keep them safe. God, help them to be respectful and help them to be respected. God, we pray that you would give them a passion to help people and, God, help them, oh God, even as they run to the danger. God, that we run from, God, we pray that you would keep them covered and keep them safe. And God, we pray that you would put their families at ease, God, even when they're in the field, even when they're on duty, God. Sometimes it can be nerve-wracking for families. And so, God, we pray, oh God, that you would give their families a sense of peace. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would put your hand around them, that, God, even in their positions, God, that they can be light and salt in this world, God, that they could share your love and your goodness with others, God, even those who are in trouble, even those who need help, God. Father God, we pray that you will allow them to show up and to be ministering agents, God, that you will help them to show up and to help people, God, who are in need. God, we pray today for Michelle, who is traveling. We ask, oh God, for traveling grace and mercy. We pray, God, that there will be no incidents or accidents, God, but you will allow her to arrive safely, God, and all those who are traveling, God, and even as we go our various ways today, we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will be a fence around us. God, we pray, oh God, that you will cover our cars. We pray in the name of Jesus that you allow us to arrive at our destination safe and, God, even to return home safe. God, we pray today for healing. God, your word says that by your stripes we're healed. God, your word says that not all sickness is unto death. God, your word says that we shall live and not die. And so we plead the blood of Jesus over Clarence. God, we pray even now as he is in Seattle, Washington, God, that you would strengthen his body. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over Michelle. And we ask right now, God, that you would touch her. God, we pray, God, for those who have physical discomfort and ailments, and we pray for relief in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors. God, that you would give patience to the nurses. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will heal our bodies as a testament and a testimony of your goodness. And God, give us the strength that we need to continue to fulfill your will in the earth. God, we thank you because we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. And so, God, as we start this day, we do so with a heart of thanksgiving. We do so, God, trusting you for everything we need you to do. And God, not only do we come with a request for everything we need you to do, but God, we also come ready to serve. And so, God, use us as you will today. Help us, oh God, to be the difference in the world. We thank you and we praise you. We give you glory. We thank you now. We believe it to be done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Thank God. And thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.